Hello friends, before we begin today's lecture, I want to let you know about my Unlock God Mode experience and the special May 2024 cohort that we're going to be doing this upcoming month. Unlock God Mode is a unique 10-hour audio course that invites you on a powerful journey of awareness, intention, consciousness, and manifestation. Inside the course, you'll be taught powerful tools and manifestation frameworks to help you unlock the next level of your reality, uplevel your creation skills, deepen your relationship with yourself, and develop a limitless mind, and also tap into absolute faith and trust in the divine. We are about to begin the May 2024 Unlock God Mode cohort, so for anyone who joins Unlock God Mode this week, you will be added to the May 2024 group coaching calls. These are bonus weekly group calls with me and other members of the group, and I'll only be doing them this May. Also, as a bonus, for those that join this week, you'll receive a one-on-one personal coaching call with me to help you with any challenges or goals that you have. So head over to unlockgodmode.xyz or use the link in the show notes to lock in your spot in the Unlock God Mode experience. For those that join, this will be an extraordinary, life-changing, transformative experience for you, and I'm so excited to have you in the group. I hope to see you inside the course, and now, enjoy this episode. Hello, beautiful soul. My name is James Zander. Before we begin this episode, I invite you to download my free Mushroom Trip Checklist. This is a free PDF guide that dives into everything you need to know for your next psychedelic trip, what to do before your trip, during your trip, and after your psychedelic journey. Head over to mushroomchecklist.com to download it for free or use the link in the show notes. And now, enjoy this episode.
So you said one of the lessons I've learned from mushrooms is to surf the wave of energy that is most present. Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
It means when you get the inspiration to do something, you better do it right there and then, even if you're in your pajamas. Like the universe ain't waiting. You got the hit, you got the energy, the download, you better act on it right away. Because it's a bit like Christopher Nolan was talking about this too when he's in his writing process, he's writing his movies. He wakes up in the middle of the night and he's like, oh my God, I have the whole scene in my head.
Yeah.
He goes to his typewriter. He actually writes his scripts on a typewriter, starts writing it immediately because he knows, and he said it such a great way. He said, if I wait till the morning, it's going to be gone. It's like you're drunk, but in a good way. You're drunk with inspiration. You're going to wake up sober. And although you made some notes, I'm going to write this in the morning, it's not going to be the same. So always go to the typewriter in the middle of the night. Do the thing that you're inspired to do. So with the surfing the waves, I find it, life is like surfing the waves of the ocean. There's going to be things that knock you off balance. There's going to be rough waves. There's going to be beautiful waves. There's going to be sunsets. There's going to be storms. Your job is to, number one, keep the balance. Just keep the balance. Stay on the board. Don't freak out if you fall off. Just get back on. And then when you spot the perfect golden inspiration, whether it's to call a friend or to start a business or to write the book, when it's truly clear, like this is the moment, you have to put everything to the side and get to work. It's magic. There's magic in that. You feel it in your life?
Yeah, mate. So the way that I love how you've put that. The way that I try and conceptualize that is, I call it kind of getting sparked. There's that spark.
Tom Spark.
There's that spark of inspiration.
Yeah.
Yeah. Inspiration in spirit.
Yeah.
The spirit is in you.
I love that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, how do you attack tasks when you're inspired? You're enthusiastic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Which I think comes from
the Greek word entheos.
Yes.
The God within.
Yes.
So when you are enthusiastic and inspired, you are literally...
You're channeling God.
You're channeling God.
Yeah.
Guys,
it's not just Abraham Hicks who channels. It's all of us are channelers.
It's all of us.
Yeah.
It's all of us through this, whatever we've got here, we can channel, you know.
You're channeling writing. You're channeling music. You're channeling making a video, making a podcast. you're on the frequency.
Mm. It's that frequency.
It's that frequency.
So yeah, I guess we won't, but a lot of what I'm interested in is getting myself and helping others get to that frequency.
Yes.
Get sparked, because that's where God does his work mm-hmm. through us, you mm-hmm. know? So yeah, man, you were listening to you then, like, yeah, man, just absolutely feeling that. With that in mind, another lesson you learn from mushrooms is your intuition already knows what you need to do.
Mm.
And I think that kind of ties in mm-hmm. somewhat.
Mm-hmm.
Your intuition. Mm-hmm. How does that look for you? And how do you know when your intuition is pointing you in a certain direction? How do you build a relationship with it?
Through trust and through listening. I remember, who else can relate to this? You know you shouldn't do something.
Uh-huh.
You know you shouldn't meet someone. But then you go do it. Just to check. See if your intuition was right. Just going to check. I'm going to go. I know I shouldn't go in that haunted house. I'm just going to check.
Yeah.
I don't. So it's the trust. Why check? Just trust the message that's coming through. Save yourself the trouble. And your life is going to be much smoother.
Do you say haunted house?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's such like a good way to put it. Yeah.
You know, it's like, that doesn't look right. Let's go check it out.
I bet that's going to be scary in there.
Yeah,
it was.
And we all do this. It's like, I know I shouldn't have done that. But you did it. You knew you shouldn't have done it. But so what does that say about the relationship you have with the intuition?
Yeah.
It means that you're not listening to it. You're not trusting it. You're not building a relationship with it.
Hmm.
This is like your best friend living inside you, whispering secrets in your ear, telling you, go this way, go that way. But it's quiet. It's quiet. And the mind takes control and says, no, I know best. I'm the ego. I will do this. But the heart, the intuition, maybe both, I don't know if they're even separate, it's saying, no, do this, go this way. So I think it's building the trust and paying attention to your life. And after a while, the amount of synchronicities between, I thought it was a good idea to do this, and it turned out beautifully.
Mm.
I thought it was a bad idea to do this, I didn't do it, and I saved myself a lot of trouble. Once you establish that inner-outer world relationship, it's just such a no-nonsense. You're going to see it play out in your life. But if you keep checking, you're never going to get the chance to establish that relationship because part of you still doesn't trust the heart.
Your intuition is your best friend whispering secrets in your ear. So with that being said, the cave you fear to enter holds the treasure that you seek. So trust your intuition, trust your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And the cave that you fear to enter holds the treasure.
Yeah. The thing you're most afraid of is probably the thing you're going to have to do.
Huh.
So for a long time, I was camera shy. Didn't want to be on camera.
Yeah.
Didn't want to be seen by people. So of course I become a YouTuber. Right. It's like the universe is like, you're afraid of this. Okay. We're going to set up all these events that will inspire you to share a message. So you will have to get over that.
Mm.
Whatever you're afraid of, the cave you fear to enter is exactly where the treasure is. And I'm finding so much value in being seen, in putting my voice out there, in having I've learned more from YouTube and podcasting than I have from any other project. It's just a constant mirroring, right? You make something, you watch it back. You see how you present yourself, you edit it. It's a constant feedback loop. So it's beautiful. And so whatever you're afraid of public speaking, guess what? Probably somewhere in your future, you're going to have to get up on a stage in front of 1,000 people.
Mm.
Now you have free will, so you can deny it.
Mm.
You can deny your inner gifts because that's the gifts trying to come through.
Mm.
The fear is, you can deny it. And you see this in people who they live their life kind of boxed in, constrained.
Mm.
They really want to do something, but they've never had that courage to take the leap.
Mm.
So you got to have the courage.
Don't die with the music still inside you.
Exactly. Exactly. My friend Steve likes to put it, he talks about manifestation. He says, you can align your vibe and visualize and things will start coming through. But there's one extra step that manifestation won't help you with. You'll have to say yes to the thing that's showing up. So you intend to have the ideal partner show up. They're going to come through. Universe will bring them. Will you have the courage to say yes or will you run away? You want to be a famous, actor. if you really hold that frequency, it'll come through. Mm. But will you have the courage to get up on stage and then do it, do the work? So there's a piece of manifestation that always comes back to you. And if you have the courage, it'll work out. Hmm. And you know, because your intuition is telling you. It always works out.
You've been listening to an excerpt from episode 23 of The James Zander Trip. To listen to the full conversation with me and Tom Spark, search for The James Zander Trip on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or YouTube. Or you can use the link in the show notes. This was one of my absolute favorite conversations, and I hope you check out the full episode and subscribe to The James Zander Trip. Go to jameszandertrip.com for all the links. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. Hello, beautiful soul. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you learned something today, and I hope this episode helped you in your psychedelic and spiritual journey. If you enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy my other podcast, The James Zander Trip, where every week I bring a fascinating guest onto the podcast to dive into psychedelics, mindset, and spirituality. Search for The James Zander Trip on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts, or visit jameszandertrip.com. I recommend listening to the first episode, where I dive into ayahuasca with my friend Jacob and his wild experiences on psychedelics. And if you want to stay connected with me, join my free newsletter at jameszandertrip.com. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. This episode is sponsored by magicmush.ca. If you're looking for an online dispensary for magic mushrooms, mushroom chocolate, and other high-quality psychedelic products, head over to magicmush.ca and use the promo code James to get 25% off. Thank you for listening, and have a beautiful trip. If you enjoyed this episode, you might enjoy my brand new audio course, Unlock God Mode. Unlock God Mode is a 4-week experience where every day you'll get a 15-minute audio lesson that gives you frameworks, tools, and perspectives to upgrade your relationship with life. In the same way that mushrooms give you insights that help you up-level in the video game of life, I designed this course to do the same thing for you. I've compiled every lesson that I learned through psychedelics, through meditation, through my spiritual work, through life. I've put my best tools in this course so that no matter who you are, if you choose to go on this adventure with me, you're going to learn some amazing frameworks. You're going to learn to see life with new eyes. You will improve your relationship with life, and by extension, your life will improve. If you're interested in more details, go to jameszander.com/godmode or use the link in the show notes. Use the promo code SHROOMS for a special discount. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I deeply appreciate you. Feel free to reach out to me through my newsletter. Go to jameszander.com to sign up. I'd love to connect.